And let's check in now on another industry that flows between the U.S. and Europe, fashion. Next fall's designs show up first on the runways of New York, and that's this week, before sauntering on to Milan and Paris. And while it may seem frivolous to those who don't read fashion magazines, and I know a lot of you out there don't read fashion magazines, it is a multi-billion dollar industry. So for a mini preview of what's to come, we reach Sally Singer, editor-in-chief of T, the New York Times style magazine.
There are a couple types of trends that are emerging. Already we see a proliferation of great coats, amazing coats, really beautifully made, beautifully tailored. And that might seem like an obvious choice for fall-winter, but just a few years ago, there was a trend against that, in part because of the reality of global warming. Nobody needed a warm coat. It seems now designers are going back to that as a staple. You also have trends that are more about the sort of details of what you wear. And one thing that's emerged thus far in New York, and I think we're going to see going on into Europe, is the importance of what I would call evening fabrics and decorative fabrics for day, brocade for day, brocade in a jean, brocade in a little jacket you'll wear to work, velvet, embroidered satin, fabrics that are expensive, exotic, as opposed to just another top, skirt, pant, whatever.
And the economy seems to be improving in the U.S., though things are still not so great in Europe. Are you seeing that reflected in any of these collections?
Well, I think that these clothes that we're seeing on the runway right now are going to be very expensive. And that does mean that designers expect that the customer will put out for clothes made of extremely luxurious textiles. I think, though, that in fashion, there's a lot of discussion right now in fashion, not about the U.S. consumer, but about the global consumer. The growth of China as an important market, the growth of Brazil as an important market. That's where these companies are looking to see real growth in the next year, especially China.
Okay, but Sally, you are a professional, obviously fashionable. Is there anything you saw this week that you would really want to wear?
Well, there's lots of things I want to wear. Whether my bank account allows that is another matter. I loved at Derek Lam a purse that looked like a makeup train case from back in the day. He did it in Lizard. I will never be able to afford it, but it was beautiful, beautiful bag. There was from The Row, which is the line that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen do, a jacket with a sort of slashed lapel that was so chic. It was kind of both incredibly minimal, but it was also quite rock and roll. And then from Olivier Teskins for his line for Theory called Teskins Theory, I just love his slightly slouchy through the hip trousers, and I can't afford those. One of the great things about New York right now is there's a series of designers who make what we call contemporary clothes, which are beneath the designer price point. They are not cheap, but they are less expensive than what top designer stuff costs. And that's where I can spend my money.
Speaking to us about New York Fashion Week, which wraps up tomorrow, Sally Singer, she's editor-in-chief of T, the New York Times style magazine. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
And you can see some of the looks. We have a photo gallery from Fashion Week at npr.org.